Well, thank you very much, Comrade Apule. And welcome to all of you. There's so many of you here. I don't know who's who in the zoo here. But it's good to see you here. And we are really here to talk largely about the forthcoming local government elections, particularly with reference to the election manifesto that we released just a day before yesterday. These elections are taking place following a 2.5 year period since the ANC leadership was given a mandate by the 54th conference to implement the mandate to renew, to rebuild the African National Congress and to end state capture, but in the course of doing that, to also fight corruption and to restore the economy to a sustainable growth path. In the course of time, another major task and mandate was given to the leadership to make sure that we work together with the people of South Africa to bring an end to COVID-19. Now, as we said on Monday when we launched our manifesto, significant progress has been made. It has been made at a number of levels in giving effect to this mandate, and also doing so in the midst of COVID-19. The local government elections are an opportunity for us to extend what we've been doing at national level to the local level of government. Now, in launching our manifesto on Monday, we outlined some of the areas where progress has been made since the 2019 national and provincial elections. And a number of these areas of progress have included the economic structural reforms that had been called for by all and sundry, from the business sector, from the trade union movement, and generally from various organizations of our people, and reforms that we at government level had also identified. Quite a bit of progress has been made to that effect. We've also made progress in fighting corruption and rebuilding public institutions. We've also, during the period of COVID, made progress in providing relief to ordinary South Africans, to businesses that operate in our country, to workers and households. But we've also made progress in creating job opportunities to a number of people, particularly young people, in various sectors, if you like, of the public sector. Institutions. Importantly, the renewal of the ANC was an important part of the mandate that we were given, as I said, and this has required that we embark on processes that give effect to that mandate. But it has also required that we confront corruption, not only within society, but within the African National Congress as well. The implementation of the 54th National Conference resolutions on ANC members who have been charged or implicated in corruption has been challenging, but we are largely succeeding in meeting the directives of the conference. Now, we raise these issues in preparation for the local government elections, because it is important to demonstrate to people of our country, that we are indeed making progress, that we are indeed delivering on the mandate that we were given just more than 2 years ago, and that we can indeed deliver on the commitment that we are making in this manifesto. And it's also a demonstration that we mean business. We are reforming and repositioning our own organization and have already demonstrated that we are already doing quite a lot to change the trajectory of the state institutions, and working on a whole range of matters such as strengthening the capacity of the state. While the challenges in local government are numerous, the fundamental reality is that the ANC has made the lives of South Africans better. This is borne out in the data that is collected by Stats South Africa on issues such as the provision of electricity, of water, of sanitation, housing, and social infrastructure, as well as by advances made in access to health, education. It is also borne out in the lived experience of our people. But these achievements obviously are diminished by failures in providing services at an appropriate level of the quality as well as reliability to our people. This we will admit. They are undermined by poor maintenance of infrastructure, inadequate planning, shortage of skills, and mismanagement of resources. These problems are aggravated by corruption and nepotism, which not only diverts funds meant for development, but also degrades the institution responsible for driving development in our country. Now, the ANC is prepared to accept its own share of responsibility for both the achievements as well as the shortcomings in the municipalities that we have led. But we are serious about fixing our mistakes, and we are serious about repositioning local government structures. Our manifesto outlines the priorities for the ANC at local government level for the next 5 years. For the purposes of this brief introduction, I wish to highlight just two of these. Firstly, the necessity of having the right people in place to run municipalities, not only as councillors, but as officials as well. Secondly, the vital role of local government in creating employment, as well as in enabling people to start and expand their own businesses. On the first issue, the selection of ANC candidates for these elections is an important moment of renewal for the African National Congress in the way that we have gone about getting these councillors selected. For the first time, the selection of candidates has been overseen by an electoral committee headed by former ANC Deputy President Comrade Kgalema Motlanthe. This electoral committee operates separately from the structures of the organization and is responsible for ensuring a fair process, and the selection of candidates is underpinned by integrity as well as capability. We have involved communities in the identification of candidates, thus broadening the process beyond ANC branches so that residents can indicate which individuals they have the greatest confidence in, the greatest respect for, to serve their interests. The process of selecting candidates was not without any challenges or problems. It had its own problems because we were traversing new ground, territory that we had never been to before. There were several disputes about the process. Not that we haven't had difficulties in the past. There were allegations of undue interference and isolated acts of violence and intimidation. However, on the whole, the process has produced a good cohort of ANC local government candidates with a very good mixture of experience and youth. A quarter of our candidates are young people, and around 46% are women, which is just slightly short of the target that we wanted to have of 50% representation of women. We've learned a lot from this process, and we will continue to improve our candidate selection process and deal with lapses and shortcomings that we have experienced during this period. To continue our efforts to put the right people in positions of responsibility, we are implementing a rigorous process of vetting and interviewing mayoral candidates. We have already used this process to fill vacancies that have occurred in the past few weeks. With respect to the second issue, our biggest challenge and our central task at this moment is to create jobs and sustainable livelihoods for our people, particularly for the 12 million unemployed people in our country. We're therefore working to harness all the resources as well as capabilities of the national, provincial, and local spheres of government to support investment, to engender local economic growth, and especially for small and medium enterprises, with a view of creating jobs. At the local level, this means getting the basics right, ensuring a reliable supply of electricity, water, as well as municipal services to businesses and households alike, and having proper billing and revenue collection systems in place, managing municipal finances, and maintaining road and other infrastructure. All the basic things that our people want to see happening in their localities. It also requires that we remove the constraints as well as the red tape on small and informal businesses, particularly in townships and rural areas. For we know that by removing red tape and all these constraints, we will basically be freeing our people to act out their own entrepreneurial flair, innovation, and creativity. That is why we say in our manifesto that we will amend or even repeal restrictive bylaws on trading, land use, urban production, in terms of things like crops, even manufacturing, and other regulations that prevent people from earning a basic living. We will reduce or remove license fees that many small and informal businesses have to pay in order to ply their trade. I've been told many a times by small and medium enterprise activists, if I can call them that, that the fees that they pay, the high permit costs that they pay, is restrictive to them running their own businesses, because it imposes another capital burden on them. And they would like to see these reduced or even eliminated so that they can ply their trade. Now, we are obviously going to want to use the district development model a model which is entrenching itself in the governance of our country, and we are moving gradually and determinedly to having one plan and at national level, provincial level, district level, and finally local level. And all these are enablers. So we go into these elections quite aware of both the challenges that our people at local level and our own weaknesses and shortcomings as a movement. We are firmly committed to address both these challenges, working to build a better, ethical, and more capable ANC with the will and the means to work for the betterment of the people of South Africa. Now, we understand the frustration and in some cases the anger of our people. We have heard the call of South Africans for the ANC to do much more and to do better. Over the last 2 years, we have been hard at work to answer this call. In the weeks, months, and years ahead, South Africans will witness and they will also experience the ANC's sincerity, determination, and ability to meet their needs. And it is for this reason that we say the people of South Africa must vote for the African National Congress and invest their confidence, their trust, and their vote in this great movement that has worked so hard to bring development and freedom around in our country. Thank you very much.